Dalad, which discussed the situation of a woman who says Mitmesi. She indicates that she got her period b'shas tashmish while she's intimate with her husband. This is not to be confused with, it's not that she's roa dam machmas tashmish. In other words, that's something we alluded to in the past, as Hashem will get back to in subsequent shiurim, but that's a different situation. Not that she saw dam because of tashmish, but rather that while she was intimate with her husband, she experienced the sensation and realized she was becoming a nida. So that's what the last sif in our Siman Simakuf Behei is about. The starting point in the first source is the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Zan Amud Beis. Hay Mishamish Im HaTahora. The man was having a relationship with her. She was a Tahora. There was no issue. There was no problem. She was a Tahora. Amarli Nitmesi. And then in the middle, while they're having intercourse, then suddenly she realizes that she's becoming a Nida again, not because of the Tashmish per se, but she says Nitmesi. Upiresh miyad chayef. So he pulls out. He stops what he's doing. And he comes out of her. So then it says chayef, chayef. Why? Mipnei she yitziyoso hano lo kibiyoso. Because there is sexual pleasure associated with coming out. Also, right? The act of pulling out. You know, when the husband and wife are together. So sometimes they do that anyway in the course of normal intercourse. They go in and out and so on. So the idea of pulling out, when the aver is still hard, when he's still aroused and so on, so that's considered hana. So there is, again, chayev, we'll see what chayev means. The whole thing is a shogeg, but we'll see what chayev means. So there he says chayev. Why? Neshi yitziyaso, hana lo kibiyaso. Going out is also a form of hana. Itmar, abay om mishmedu chibarav, chayev shtayim. Really two things, because we're talking about, again, Rashi says, there on Shavuos Yitzan Beis, Chayiv Shtayim HaPorish Min HaNida B'Kishui. Again, when he's still aroused, the Aver is still hard. Okay. Chayin Amar Rava, Amar Shmuel Bar Shua, Amar Huna, Chayiv Shtayim, Chada Knisa V'Chada Prisha. So the Gemara goes on to discuss what it's really two or one, it's not important for us in that detail. Okay. Now, that's the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amar Beis. Later on, and if you chesed Aleph, the next number in source three, Amar Mar Piresh Miyad Chayef. So the Gemara asks, so hey Chayami, what's supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? In other words, it says that if he pulls out, and then stops in the middle, you're Chayef. So what is it in the world he's supposed to do? Hey Chayami. So Amar of Huna, right, again, with each other, she says she's a Nida. So it sounds like he did the right thing. Okay, it happened. So she realizes she's becoming a Nida. She experiences sensations of a blood flow and so on, where it's about to start and so on. So he pulls out. And then the Gemara says on the Zahra Bay, Chayev. And the question is, what else is he supposed to do? Yeah.
You say earlier that she feels some type of experience by Gashit and Tashmish.
Yeah, so maybe it's because of the Tashmish. Yeah. So again, that's in the question of Roa Dam Machmas. Correct. But again, here she was able to tell that it was the case is she was able to tell that it's a period. You know, it wasn't the regular. She was able to tell. Maybe she felt blood. It's hard to, didn't go all the way down to where he was, but whatever. So you have to assume that it's a situation where she was able to tell. Okay, and she says Nick Macy. Okay. In any event, the question is, what's he supposed to do? Right? Hechi Ovid. Well, what should he do? Right? He can't just continue. I mean, now he knows she's a Nida. So what's he supposed to do? So Amar Hulam is made the Rava. Noah it's Eser Tzipana Bakarka Achayamos Vituve. He should sort of put his hands. Actually, part of your fingernails, right? We'll see later. The Shom said means your toes. But position yourself in such a way that you're able to, get the aver to soften, right? Mitzuba, and it's good, right? Rashi explains in Chesed Al 4, no, it's the part of Koma, Yamid Atzmo below Disha. Don't move in and out. Don't move. Just kind of position yourself in such a way. The assumption is the man is on top of it. So you position yourself in such a way that, you wait till the aver softens. Okay, and then come out. And then a few lines later, the Gemara says, V'hoda amrit ki parish miyana ma'chayev ha'shahayel lifrosh v'hana mu'etes u'pirish b'hana meruba. There might be some minimal hana there too, but he should have done it with the minimum amount of hana. Rashi says the tuve, this means ashra, right? Ashra lo, right? The tuve, it's a funny expression. Ashra komazua tovalo, that's the right way to do it. Ki parish miyad nami lifter, right? That's the Rashi in the Gemara. Okay, there's no, the Gemara discusses, and quote the whole Gemara, right? Ki parish miyad amai chayiv, right? So there's no chilik really with Eber Mace and Mishamish Rikoshi, still inside her. Okay, that's what the Gemara asks. And the Gemara asks afterwards, what's the difference? Even if the aver softens, They're still, okay, so there's more pleasure the other way. Okay, that's the halacha. So the Rambam Paskins, Perek Idalad of Hilchus Rabbi Halacha Yud Aleph, Rambam says, Hayim Mishami Shema Torah. The Omer Lo Nitmesi, okay, the Rambam Paskins, that this halacha, okay. Shouldn't pull out immediately while the aver is still hard. Because at that point, again, there's a pleasure, there's pleasure that when he pulls out. Right? If he pulls out when he's still hard, then it's a chiyuv karis. Now, again, the shogeg, so it wouldn't necessarily be to get courage. So what should he do? What should he do? Ketzed yasa. So the Rambam says, no, it's tzipone raglov. Right, toes. And to position yourself in such a way, no, tzipone raglov bekaka. The shoheve, ena mizdazea, don't move, right? When they're having intercourse, the movement is part of the pleasure and so on. So ena mizdazea, achim sever, achakach, nishma imena. And then you should pull out. That's the Rambam passing the halacha. Okay, it's interesting. Just a slight difference. You look in the smag. You look in the smag in the Beis Yosef brings the smag in Lavin Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. The Amrina Bishuas Parasheni quotes the Gemara and so on, and then he says the Rambam's lashon was Shohev Eino Mizdazeya. Right, don't shake around, don't move around. He writes the smag does. Who are the allocated? Yah said, "No, it's the pornagam v'karkav v'shoah u'mizdazeya." The Rambam said, "Ain't a mizdazeya." He says, "Yes, mizdazeya." Okay, I don't want to go. I mean, it really depends on the position. You do whatever it is to get the eved to soften. And I don't think there's machlokas. I'm just pointing out to you. They also quote the smag. It's not a machlokas with the Rambam per se. Just the Rambam says, "Ain't a mizdazeya." You know, don't your movement should be controlled. Let's put it that way. And then the movement should control. And I don't think it's a big machlokas. But then he adds something, and he says at the end, the smag does, "Umefana libo lefachad mereses gadol." You know, turn your attention to being a little bit frightened and so on. Ad almost have, so you lose the erection, as you lose the aver softens. But chakach nishmat mena. See that? In other words, the smag adds, you do something that minimizes or knocks out the excitement. I don't have to tell you, but the pop significant piece of sexual relations that was going on in your mind, right? To the head. I mean, without going into details now, there's a reason why the expression used in the Torah and Tanakh for sexual intimacy, "Vayeda, Vayeda Adam," says Chava Yishto, it says, or an after for this Per Shabbos, right? With the Rishag Shunamis, right? Amelach Lo Yuda. Right, she came in, she's very pretty, but he was, she was Thomas Tarad Mode or whatever, but HaMelech Lo Yudah. So we know that the word Vayeda, is often used in the Torah as a euphemistic expression related to sexual intercourse. But it's not Stam they picked the word. What goes on in your mind, okay, is part of the sexual experience. I mean, sometimes you can see, sometimes you can see your wife, dressed a certain way or not dressed in a certain way, and it's very exciting. Other times it's not so. It's a lot of mental and emotional factors that go into it. So what the smag says over here is that it's possible to intellectually, you think about something else. You think about something that causes David to soften. Okay, you get the idea, I'm sure. Okay. Anyway, that's the smag. That's an interesting point. The Rambam didn't mention that. The Rambam just said you position yourself in such a way to the aver is not hard anymore, and the smag adds that you should, turn your mind to something else that will cause it to happen. Okay, so now let's turn to 7. That's the Shulchan Aruch by us here. In our Siman Kuf Pei Hei, Sif Dalad, Hayam Mishamish Yimat Tahora, V'Omar Lod Nit Meisi, U'Pirish Miyad, so then Chayav Koris. Shiyatziyoso, Hana Lo Kibiyoso. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here. Okay. And that's like the Rambam. Ketzid Yatze. No, it's Tzipone Raglov. Again, Tzipone Raglov, your toes. Bar, it's a show below Disha, Shemot Eber, or Porish Beber Mace. The Ramah adds here, Biyamale Pachad Bereses. Again, you should think about Pachad Bereses, but a little different. Okay. The way I explained it, at least the way I understood the smag, was that, because it'll turn your attention to something else, so it takes away from the pleasure and the place of the mind. He says, Ramo does, al havera shebol yado. to contemplate, you know, this terrible thing happened to me. I mean, it's not on purpose, but, you know, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause this to happen? That my bowl needed is, you know, a terrible thing. And here I am, you know, why did Shogeg, everybody was start thinking, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me, and so on and so forth. Okay? And he says, "V'lo yismach ala rak yismach al rogo v'yadav shelo yehenu v'yadav." Don't be on top of her. Like, put yourself up on your hands and your legs so you're not on top of her. Okay, that's the that is the din as it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now I just want to digress a little bit in terms of the chiv of you know, what the owner, so to speak, is. Okay, the Mordechai there in Shavuos. Okay, it's Parak Yisatuma Remez Tavshin Nun Dalet 8. Okay, right. Hayam Mishamish Shem Torah Onet Meisi Upirish Nishal Rabbeinu Meir. The Ram Rutenberg, right? The Mordechai often, Mordechai the Talmud of Ram Rutenberg often quotes Ram Rutenberg, as we've seen, as you've seen in the past, I'm sure. Al Odos, so he has the following situation. Al Odos, Isha Shaisamu Beres Cheshvuz. A woman was pregnant. She was pregnant for about 8 weeks. The Chol Simonim Beres Hayubah. And she, you know, clearly, whatever, you know, I don't know if she was showing at 8 weeks, but, you know, she could tell she was pregnant. She hadn't gotten her period. Maybe she was, you know, nauseous, whatever else, you know. So Ulasov Shmona Shuos, and the end of 8 weeks, she made Shemitah. So the husband had a relation with her. And then suddenly, unexpectedly, she became an Eda in the middle of this in the middle of being with her husband. Okay. And Kodim Shapirish Manabala. And before he finished. Umiyad Kishona Bala Nida ni Pirish Mena. Bili Dichoy. He didn't know the din. So he thought, oh, okay, I better get out right away. So he pulled out without being aware of this din. And he came out before the Eivor Sofen, and he had whatever pleasure that brought with it, because he didn't know the din, right? He didn't know the halacha. And he came to Ram Rutenberg because he wanted to do tshuva. Okay? He realized afterwards he found out the din. He wasn't supposed to do it like that, so he felt bad. He wanted to do tshuva. So he says, V'heshiv nira li achareshi b'shas tashmish hergisha sherosa upirish be'eivor chai chayav kimo mishamish imanida. Ram Rutenberg said, well, listen, I mean, he pulled out, so it's mamish like he's a bowl neither, right? Just like going in, penetrating inside, so coming outside also. Then on a parak base, the Shavuos, and he quotes this Gemara in Shavuos, right? I'm a shamish, I'm a torba, I'm a lo, I'm a shamish, I'm a chayip, I'm a shamish, I'm a chayip, I'm a shamish, I'm a chayip, 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 right? Because that, if it would have known the din, I mean, you don't do it. You don't pull out automatically because it's hand off and be with the nida in that case. So again, we already saw what you're supposed to do instead. Yeah. So the Mordechai explains. It says, remember what she do? Okay. Basically, the guy feels shabal nida b'shogeg shelo yoda she'asa lefresh be'berchai. Basically, he was bal nida b'shogeg. Right. So therefore, what should he do? Acha sheshoga, but it was a mistake. He didn't know. So it says, Haya dailo labal sheyisane. Even there's no carbon today, so he should fast. Okay, he should fast. Okay. How long should he fast? How many times? So v'zeh hadavar ira v'yud l'chodesh ir. This story happened on the 10th of ir. Okay. So yesh lo lis'anos b'chol shavua yom echad ad Rosh Hashanah. Now this is an expression, something called tshuvas hamishkal. Kuf Lamed, right? Where we find, I don't know so much is in vogue today, but sometimes we find the writings of Rishonim already that people took upon themselves certain sigufim, certain, you know, physical punishments and so on as a form of tshuva. You've come across tshuva samishkal, right? That people do things, you know, that offset, so to speak, the avera. So again, it was more in vogue. I mean, there's still, you see, there's no shulchan shacharach, and people, there are still people do it who an Erev and Kippur will subject themselves to Malchus, some form of Malchus. You know, we still have that. Or, you know, people fast. I mean, today, you know, I mean, the whole concept, I mean, here in the Yeshiva, they have Slichus for Bahab, right? Well, the whole concept of Bahab, well, what's the concept of Tainus Bahab, Sheni Chamish V'Sheni? I mean, not too many people I know observe the fast. They say Misha Berach on the Shabbos before. I sure will say the Misha Berach on the Shabbos before. What it is that it's always the Sheni Chamish V'Sheni in the beginning of Cheshvan, and Sheni Chamish V'Sheni Bahab in the beginning of Iyar. Because in case, during the course of Yontif, right, Cheshvan is right after Tishrei, right after Sukkot, Iyar is right after Pesach. So in case, during the course of Yontif, the experience of Simchas Yontif sometimes get out of hand, people did things they weren't supposed to do, and celebrating with family and friends, things went overboard and it wasn't right. So people should fast, to be mechaper, to atone for that behavior. That's the basis of Tanis B'Av. Again, I don't think too many people that I know still fast to Tanis B'Av, but some people do. Okay, and we say Mishaberech, in the shul before, on behalf of the shul, Kosh Baruch Hu accept their tefillos. So here they say the slichos before, right? And then say, okay, that was, from the days of David Lifshin, I remember sometimes it would happen that one of the Bahab days was the Yom HaTzmaut, right? So they would say in the Beis Medrash, it's slichos and halal. It doesn't strike you as going together necessarily. I mean, we made a joke. You may as well just say the whole siddur. Just say Hoshana, say everything. Just say the whole siddur. Anyway, but that's the idea of fasting. So here, the Maram Rutenberg is quoted by the Mordechai as saying a guy should fast. If you do the tallies, it's about the 20 weeks, right? There's the year. So here, see, the time is over. Almost 5 months, 4 weeks in a month. About 20 fasts, okay? And the Lecho Bosu Shagai V'Yitza, okay? But he can't eat meat and drink wine. If he can't fast, he's a weaker constitution, then he ten yudbeis pshitim l'tzdoke, should give a certain amount of money to tzdoke instead. Sometimes we hear this, for Sefer Torah, you're in the shul and Sefer Torah falls. Every once in a while you hear, right? Sefer Torah fell down. So when we were kids, you got to fast for 40 days, right? There's not really such a din, you have to fast for 40 days. Okay, so people do fast for a day, or they give us something on stock, or sometimes it happens in the shul, the same Torah fell down, right? So that's the same concept. So here he said fast for these, once a week, every week between now and the beginning of the year and Rosh Hashanah, and if you can't, then give a certain amount of money to talk up. Let's have Ishto Eno Tzicha Kapara. The Mordechai concludes that the woman does not need the Kapara, because she really didn't do anything, right? I mean, she did not, how he pulls out, that doesn't impact her. The Trumas Hadeshin in the Psokim Uksovim section, Simon Samech, the most edition of Trumas Hadeshin is divided into two Chalokim. First part is the Shah's Trumas Hadeshin, the second part is called Psokim Uksovim. Okay? So in the Psokim Uksovim section, Trumas Hadeshin, Simon Samech, he's talking about something else. He's talking about fasting for Chil Shabbos. Okay, Nira, it sounds, Osam and Aonchen, Asher Chil Shabbos, Bechafira, Vishavi Gumus, Vatochok, or Shukam Abinim, whatever they do, whatever the case was, some sort of public Chil Shabbos. It's Tarchul is Anos Arboim Yom. Okay, twice a week. It also happened again. Tog's man, Kimomi Yud Iyar Ad Rosh Hashanah. Vishalol Lechol Basar Listos Yayim. They shouldn't drink meat like in 9 days, Shouldn't drink meat, drink wine or eat meat during this time. Kimosha Kosa, but she was my Ramzal Gabi Bol Nidab Shogi. The Shemus Hadeshin takes this din, this same Chuba. The Ram Rutenberg, the Mordechai quotes, the Hadeshin extends it. Other avers, right? Just like the Maron Brug wrote about the Bol Nidah B'Shogeg, and also Gamla says Stoker Kol Yisheshir, whatever the person gets Stoker, and there's a question: how much? It's a 12 pshitim, 18 pshitim. Okay, anyway, the year to out of Hashem. It's a time you tell Avur Kol Yom Yudbeis Pshitim. You give every day this amount of Stoker instead of fasting. Okay, and there are there are all kinds of different things. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so again, the fact that fasting is a form of, brings about kapara, Yes, I don't really know. I don't really know. I don't know the answer. It just became what, there's the Marie Vile, okay? It was basically determined by the Chacham at that time. They felt that was an appropriate amount. I don't really know any Makaris. I have is the Marie Vile? I think so. We'll look in the Bar-Ilan that I have here. I believe it was two of your bays. Just to give you an idea of how this works, let me see if I can find it. Hold on one second.
I couldn't hear the question that was asked.
Say it again?
I couldn't hear the question that was asked.
The question, what's the mukar for this amount of days and that amount of tzedakah, That's what he's asking.
I know in Kisvei Arizal, in Igaras HaTshuva of the Balapanya, he quotes various places in the Kisvei Harizal where he describes the specific number of fasts that are necessary for...
Right, but what's the marker for? And Harizal, of course, is later. These are Rishonim, right? These are earlier than Harizal. So I know, and there are Sigufim. I'm just going to look. Does he give a marker there, sure? Does he say what the source is for this number?
I can look. I don't know.
Take a look. We'll see later that somebody suggests, huh? I don't know if you saw. We'll see later that somebody suggests 59 fifths because of Gematria Nida. Right? Or actually 62 because Nida with the three letters, Nun Dal. Hey, so, you know, it's that kind of thing. Give me one second. Let me see if I can access this right now. I might be able to. I'm just telling you, you get an idea. And I think there's a tshuva, for example, and this I don't remember where it is. I'm not going to be able to find it for sure. But there's a tshuva in the Noda Behuda that somebody asked him a whole shaila. And they asked him what Kachuva should do, and he said, I can't get involved. I don't know. I don't deal with. And someone asked him what he should do for kapara, for something like that. There was a whole story also with a young woman or something in a whole ma'aser. And the Rebbe Huda said, I can't tell you things that are not no mucker in the Gemara. You know, it's such an expression. Let me just see if I can find that one. If I can, give me one second.
When he quotes the different Gemaros, which speak about different Tanaim who would fast because specific things happen, like if the Ratzua turned the other way, or
right, well, the Ratzua turned the other way. That's the Gemara. That's really the mucker for the sake of Torah falling. You know, who was it? Ravuna, somebody. He found that his Ratzuas were upside down and fell, and he fasted. Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, but I'm saying with a specific number. Or a specific, you know, I'm not minimizing it at all. I just don't know. I wish I could remember that the Noda Behuda writes somewhere. You know, let me just see for a second. I don't have the Mari Violin here at all. Too bad. Huh. In this Bar Ilan, I don't have the Mari Violin. He has a whole thing. He said that you should roll around in the snow, you know, and, huh? What's that? Or Hasadika, maybe, yeah, that's later also. But, right, correct, that's earlier. Yeah, but the Marival has a whole, we don't have the Marival in the, wait a minute, it's going to be under Rishon, look under Achronim, one second, give me a second. Let's see, I'm surprised, here it is. Is it Simon Yud Beis? I don't know why I would remember that, but we'll find out in a second. Okay, they won't let me in now. Ah. No, it's too good. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get into this. I can't get into it.
Yeah, the earliest study.
You don't get into the guideline if you can get into it. Yeah. Well, don't let me in. It says only 30 people. Check to us, are we showing them a revile? Okay. And it's. Try. You have my revile? Check Simon Yud Beis. I don't even know why I remember that. I just do. Okay, I don't know. We'll see if it's correct or not. Mm-hmm. What was it, Kate? Read to me?
Yes, it said,
yeah. There's a whole list, but a whole bunch of things. You should go every day in the back of the women's section and say slichas and say, you know, all right, do you have a chance? Take a look at Shuas Mari Vile Simeon Beis, right? He says, I'm not going to give her too much to do, I think. I think that's his lotion, no? I'm not going to say too much. So she's just fast every Monday and Thursday from now on. And then she was Mizana. A woman was Mizana. And she said, what's that?
The only number, the number of fasts that are brought down in the Gemara, it says 40 on a couple of places.
Yeah, 40. Yeah, 40 is the only number. Okay,
again, 40 is the rest of them he quotes just coming from the Arizal because he explains, the rest of the fasting that's mentioned in the Gemara are pretty ambiguous. Like it just says that they're, that their teeth would turn black and all of those things. So he explains that for different, for different time, people need different amounts of fenyos.
There you go. Okay, so Alex, you see that, Marival? He says she should wear dark clothes and she should go every day to the women's section on Monday and Thursday and admit her sin publicly and all kinds of things. Okay, again, I don't want to belabor the point. And I said, I think that Noda Behuda in a different tshuva. Noda Behuda was asked to also, I want to say Simon Lamed Hey, I don't remember why, but okay, I forget about it, I'll have to find it. But also he says, I don't want to prescribe things. Get back to your question, I don't want to prescribe things that are not in the Mefurish of the Gemara, like that and so on. And he wasn't belittling it. He said, you know, a number of times, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein li esek b'nishtaros. You know, I deal with what it says in the Gemara and the Halacha, and these are other things. Okay, anyway, getting back to our issue. Okay, so, but that's the, that's what's going on here. And again, these are Rishonim, the Mordechai, it's from the Deshmar Marudenberg. I mean, it's, you know, anyway. And the Shulchan Aruch brings us here by us. Now let's turn to number 10. Shulchan Aruch here by us. It's in Kuf Peihei, Sif Dalet. The Ramah continues to finish off. The Imperish Manah B'Kishu V'Shogah, Shalei Yodosh Asa L'Fersh Manah. And if he did pull out without realizing he's supposed to first let the Avis soften and so on, Yisana Mem Yom. So you're sure that the Ramah here mentions 40 days, right? For this thing. V'Einon Tzichon Yos V'Tzufim. It doesn't have to be 40 consecutive days. Just Rav Kol Shavu, Shnei Yom, Kon Shein V'Chamishi. Uvelel hatainis also be yain of osir. Night, that's a further question. It means the night before, the night after. Let's say it means the night before. Now that I'm wine and meat. Imlo yuchal isanos. Yifter kol yom and momon she tain letztoker. You should do it to pinyon through tztoker. But there's also some concept, you should know, right? Some concept in Kabbalah of pay dalad, of 84 fast, right? That's another thing. The pinyon.
Yeah. It's brought down also in Shariyutin.
Yes, yeah, so those are concepts as well. Kafi Erech Maman Shesh, Ramah says how much you should give. He doesn't give a fixed amount. He says it depends how much money you have. Ki Oshi Tein Yosek Tas Me'ani, and V'Yesh LaHakum B'Chivoso Chomar B'Losh Zchusulo, and then at the end he says V'Yisha Ina Tzicha Kapor. The Pischei Tshuva, okay, here says something else. In your day by us, it's in Kupay Hayes, you've gotten your base. I mean, I wouldn't spend so much time on it, but again, it's in the Ramah, it's in the Pischei Tshuva. He quotes from Milchus Tainis, Aruch Chaim Shem Tov Kuf Samachet, so it's 11. Right, you fast nonstop 3 days. And the Gemara says you go 3 days, three nights. Okay, so that will count as 40 days. A weaker person, sagir beis yomim. Well, Ram Kosa, right? In other words, that's in the Shulchan Aruch and Zimtov Kuf Samaches, Siv Dalet, printed in 12. Yesh Misha Omer, Shnei Yomim, Shnei Lelos Ritzufim. Yesh Lash Rosom, Arboim, Tanios, Eno Ritzufim. Right? 2 days, or perhaps a person, a stronger person, 3 days. 3 days. What does it say there by whatever you call it? By Esther, right? Lech Kenos Kolhudim Mitzumo Alive Al Tochol Al Tishu Shalosh Shabbos. Before she approached the Achashverosh, you know, and at the major point of the story, so she said, "Everybody should fast. I mean, Mitzumo Alive Shalosh Shabbos." Said the first in McGill, Lila Vayom, right? So this counts for 40 days. That's what the Gemara says there. Adam Borish, right? Adam. Let's read again. There's Mechaber and Simon Tovkuf Samaches, Sifdal and Larachayim. It's a Pisca Chubi here by us is quoting. Yesh Mishom Shnei Yom Shnei Lala Svetuvim, Yesh Lashom Arba and Taneos Shnei Mitzuvim, Arba Eretz, Yesh Arba, Adam Cholos Tagilo Beis Yom Mitzuvim, Adam Borish Shoshi Yomim. Okay? And v'nira the chol zel omar el b'mishin is chayv lotzum mem yom shen ritzufim mikoch tshuva kedei leitztar. Right? So there's the line of mikoch tshuva kedei leitztar. Somehow that enhances the tshuva. V'mashvin l'hai tzar, l'hai tzar, v'al kiyotzo nemo dinam elu v'yachonim. Compare different types of tzar and so on. The Mogan Avram, it's basically tshuva here by us also quotes. I printed the Mogan Avram there, it's got tesvav. In Orachaim, so Tovkuf Samaches, Kotan Tezvav, we call Shua, we call Malcolm Tov Yoser Sheyatzu Mufuzar. He says, even though fasting 3 days, you get it over with, it's tougher, but at least you get it over with. You don't have to fast twice a week for the next 20 weeks. But he says, it's better to do it that way, it's better to spread it out. Because it prolongs the process, so to speak, and you'll feel worse about it, you'll be more careful about the chait. That's the Maror. So the Pisca Tshuva, back in 11, here by us, since you've gotten your base. In our simon, quotes his Mogan Avram, and then he writes, he quotes his Chassam Sofer. V'ayin b'tshuvas Chassam Sofer, she'kosev da'am ha'kubolim, kosu l'sanos ayin beis yom. It's a 72-day. I'm not sure if 84, but they have another different one, a 72-day fast. Achaim did amazing. That's someone who did this very amazing. M'chota beis pomim v'knisi v'tziyas ana beis pomim kocha. If he was born neither twice and both times, he came in and came out, you know, when the Abram was hard, so they had to double it. As far as the woman is concerned, again, the Ramah, the Rishonim already said, right? The Mordechai mentioned, and the Ramah brought here, that women don't need kapora, so the Pisca Tshuva says, women really do need kapora also, but women were physically weaker, at least in those days. You know, women were physically weaker, or as healthy as today. So yesh lahokel mitarisa. Afim echad mehem potem mikomok misana beiz yomim. But maybe it was fast 2 days. Okay. Anyway, and then he writes to the end. But the ikar is vados. But the ikar is the tshuva. Right? The ikar is not the fasting. The ikar is the vido in the tshuva. Okay. Now the mishabura by us in not by us in Or HaChaim in Hilchos Tainis. Right. It's in Tavkuf Samaches of Katan Lamed 14. The mishabura says Shlosh Yomim Benogim Lisanos Od Shnei Shos Belel Dalad Shei Ayin Dalad Shos. Fast for 3 days and another 2 hours. Don't break the fast right after the 3 days. Fast another 2 hours, you have 74 hours. Simon Adover, Shuma Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad is $9, 74. Okay, you get the idea of where those comes from. I know I'm a Ramazim. On the other hand, Chesed is 72. So if you just eat right away, you're also okay, Chesed. All right, you get the idea. And he talks about the Mitzvah Sam Kekula, fine. Some Sofer, in that tshuva that the Pesachei tshuva by us sent us to here in Yerodei Chelik Yerodei Tzim Kuf Nun Hey 15 again quotes from Shlomo Hine Barokeach Kosev Bol Nidal Is Anos Mem Yom. Okay. By the way, I point out that the Rama mentioned nothing about this. It's really the Chassidei Ashkenaz, the Rokeach, and these people who talk about this type of stuff. Okay. The Chassam Sofer says Hine Barokeach Kosev Bol Nidal Is Anos Mem Yom. Okay. Masha Filo Bob Amazin, the Chuvah Maram Rutenberg from the Mordechai, again, we saw it already, says that it is a fast, only once a week until Rosh Hashanah was much less than 40 days, but that's because it was Shogeg, and that's why they were making only quotes that Shmos Hadesh, and we saw everything that we saw. And 2 days, you know, he's wondering why the Shmos Hadesh mentioned 40 days, the Maram Rutenberg, the Mordechai, quoted the Maram Rutenberg 20 days, right, to 20, it's a total of 20 fast once a week between now and Rosh Hashanah, it's only 20. And why they said 40? He said one is amazing, one is Meshogi. Okay? And then he has another Girsa. He says, Amukubalim Kosu Lisanos. Now here's what it says here. Ayin Beis Yom Gematria Nida. Yeah, but that's not true. Gematria Nida is not 72. Gematria Nida is 62. So maybe there's a mistake in the print. It should say 62. Okay? And actually, it's not even 62. It's 59. But Im Haosios. You know that sometimes gematrias, you can count towards the gematria, not only a numerical value, but either the word itself counts as one or each letter counts as one. Im HaKolo. You've seen that. Sometimes you look in gematrias and they're very clever, but they're off by one. They're off by three. But that's okay because you're counting the word or the, that's what it has, the 62. Okay, let's just say 62. So maybe there's a printing mistake. Okay. Others say, we'll see in the Rav Palim in a second that it's neither with a yud, so then it is 72. Neither with a yud, then okay. But then the problem is that there's four letters. All right, whatever. You have to figure it out. Okay, that was amazing. Anyway, he said, really, he says, well, Isha, Afa Pisha Kosafti Shechet Agadol Mishalo. In a certain sense, her fault, quote unquote, right? We call Mokom Noshim Tishushin Kochim, Yishalokla Vitanis. And you want to say that she doesn't have to fast because the women are physically weaker and you know, because of pregnancy and children and nursing, the women were weaker in those days, didn't have the same health as we have today. So they felt it was, they give a break to the women, they shouldn't have to fast, but they shouldn't doll themselves up during these days. You know, there should be some sort of tshuva, you know, that they shouldn't have, you know, 7-course dinners and wear fancy clothes. Okay, well, give tzaka and so on. All right. In 16, I printed a tshuva from the Rav Palim. That's Rav Yosef of the Ben Ishchai. Rav Yosef Chaim from Baghdad. Chelik Gimel, Chelik Yerdesim Yud Dalad. He also a kaponim here, but ish vil ish shneim tzichum kapor tshuva. Again, we've seen two different strains here as to whether the woman needs kapor. Some say she doesn't need kapor at all. Some say she does need kapor, just doesn't have fast. Doesn't have to fast. So the Rav Palim says they both need kapora. Okay, and he mentions 62 days. He mentions here hamakubalim. Look on the fourth line, at the end of the third line. Hamakubalim kosul isano samach beis yom kiminyan nida, right? Ima osios. Which is the he thinks that might be the correct girsa. Okay. On the other hand, he quotes the Arizal. He says, Yerah b'sivim k'olam deyosonim. Achanachlo enonu elu divar avinu arizal. Asherhu sharuch hakodesh and so on. That's what you're referring to, Yeshua, right? So the Rav Palim quotes it here. And he says, Abol nidisana shnayim l'shmonim yomim ritzufim. The different one, 82 days. And gam yisgal gil b'sheleg shiva pomim. Roll around in the snow 7 times. Yan ki hechri v'hovi shivas nachle malchle. Again, it's Kabbalistic concept. Huh?
Separate all these
punishments
differently.
He
says that's only for
an anxious beast. Right, right. So I vaguely remember that. Even, there's no thing talking about. Yeah,
you can use like 3 or 4 different,
levels of the
Abbey. Levels of this.
Yeah. Those that are here, it says that the Orchis Tzadik, it's the very end, right? The very end of the Orchis Tzadik. Yeah. Yeah. Say it again. Chabab, yes. Orchis Tzadik has, some of these things for his nusra. Okay. Anyway, in the second paragraph of the Rav Palim that I quoted, he says nun teshing some take 59 days. Kivin need the yilkish, you get malchus every day and go to the mikveh every day. Again, he quotes from Chaim Vital. I don't want to spend too much more time on this. He speaks about the mokum with the tikkun hasheleg, okay, which is uncomfortable, I guess. All right. Anyway, and he says neither could be with a yod. All right. Enough about that point. All right. Now. Getting back to our issue, so we saw that the Maram Rutenberg held, okay, the Maram Rutenberg held, oh yeah, just something, okay, sure. The Maram Rutenberg held that the woman doesn't need kapara, right? The woman, the Maram Rutenberg doesn't need kapara. So I printed two tshuvas here from the Maram Rutenberg in 17 and 18. One is that, you know, there are different printings or different editions of the tshuvas of Maram Rutenberg. So in the Fus Prague, the Prague edition, Simon Tov Reish Chof Bey, 17, okay, he says Shaltal Isha Shishimsha Shalom Bishas Vesta. Okay, it wasn't Bishas Vesta, and then it turns out she was in need of a metis kaper. Right, she found blood and realized. So he said, in that case, Anusahi Rachmana Patre. We come to the concept of onus Rachmana Patre. Okay, in this case, this doesn't need any kapara because it was Shalom Bishas Vesta. It was totally out of the clear blue sky. Okay, it was completely unanticipated. So this is a case of onus. Okay, and the parakam the need. I'm reading Gabay Bara Lochmira Lidok Elavizman Dika Taros. The Miga the boy Vedika Lataros boy Nami Vedika Labayla. Elavizman Azem. We discussed this. The Leka Taros low boy Vedika. We don't require Vedika before Tashmish Shalom Bishas Vesta. You came my kapora shachkan. What kind of kapora? They didn't do anything wrong. Okay, it happened. Okay, so I'm sure onus. Right, because we learned about it, we discussed about it, but we did discuss, no? But we don't need you don't need to have Bedika Bizman Azeh. That's what he says, Bizman Azeh, the Lakatar is Loboy Bedika. That's in the Fus Prague. The Fus Lavuv, Simon Kuf Tzari Aleph in 18. Beisha Shashim Shashalo Bishas Vesta, Umochar Bodkats and Watsadam, ain't Tzrichan Kapora. And not only that, he says, Osalomalosh Tzrichan Kapora. Don't tell her, don't trick her up, you need kapara, because the next time she'll be nervous and she'll stay away from her husband and so on. The chol ki hagavna anusahi. This is an onus. And onus, rachmana patri. However, now it's abu shimsha b'shas vesta. But it was a time that she was expecting her vesta. Then it's kamezid dami. Okay? And that's, as we learned, as Harlem Neis quietly quotes the Gemara, and that same page in Shulis, Avir Ches. Right? Vizardim says, Tumasam. That's a different story. Okay, so that's the Maram Rutenberg. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Hei Halacha Vav, 19, the Rambam writes, Habo al ishto shalo b'shas vesta. Ros adam b'shas tashmir, ha'el p'tur mikom en chatoz, b'bnei shezek ha'onasu, b'lo shoge. B'ksha shoge, ha'el livdok, u ledaktek. B'ilu barak yafa yafa, v'diktek, b'sheros, lo yabo l'de shkogo. V'shalo tarch, b'dushon kibar, ha'kach, Yes, it's our kapara. What is kapara? Kapara is a shogeg. Onus is less than a shogeg. If it's shalom b'shas vesta, okay, then it's mamash an onus. A shogeg means he could have checked and should have examined and should have asked questions and didn't do so. Didn't want to be with her when she didn't need him, but he didn't follow up enough, so that's a shogeg. Avozer, malo lasos, all right, tahora haisa v'shalom b'shas vesta. Shalom b'shas vesta, shalom, what's the problem? Yeah.
About going on a trip and being like the Shas Vesta.
Yeah.
Would that be any, would the halakha in terms of she would be any different?
Those who learn that it's gone.
Can you really say that
So we'll see something soon. Maybe there we would say, because you should have done a bedika. And as we'll see in a moment, and that's what I think this, some say, that it true, you didn't have to, but if you could have, then it's not onus. So yes, I would say yes. Okay? Now, that's the Rambam. I was there, Malo, Asari, Tarai, Smashomaj, Asvesta. But then the Rambam, and Zaina, Ain Zaila onus. Ulfichu, Bain Shin Tadam, Alay Chilo, Bain Shin Tadam, Alay Chilo, Ptur, Avalim, Ober, Ubola, Samachlavesta. We have this. Vidima, Shivo, we offer each Kodim, Shatir Adam. You know, he knows this is expecting a period. He figured, okay, she didn't get it. I can hop around now, right? We saw this case, right? And then, Barasa, Vishas, Tasha, then Chayim, Bekarman, Shazui, Shkogo. That's a Shogi. And therefore, again, Lefichah means to Dama Eid Shalosh, same terms, Chayim Karban, this Eid Shalosh, you know, that whole discussion of when did she clean herself, was it right after, you know, that we discussed that already. Okay, but that's the Rambam. All right, so based on this, the Ramah here, to finish off our Siman Kuf Pei Hei, 20, Ramah says, Be'im Shimsha, Shalosh B'Shas Vesta, U'motza Achar Tash Medam, Afilo Nital Eid Shalosh, Mikri Ones, Afilo Bod Katchilo, it quotes that Mordechai, the name of the Maram, and so on. Okay, so this will just as a side point, the Salvation talked about this here, you know, the question of, again, so our more Paskins, if they have Tashmish, Shalom, B'Shas Vesta, and they find Dam wherever it is, that's onus neither than a Kapora. End of Simon. Just to elaborate so on the issue a little bit of onus Rachmana Patre, so, you know, Soloveitchik asked, you know, if what's the status of an Avera done under duress, under onus? Is it a Mais Avera and there's no punishment, or it's not even a Mais Avera? You hear the Chakir? Right? What is the status? There's a din onus Rachmana Patre. Okay, does that mean there was no Mais Avera at all? Or there was a Mais Avera, just part of punishment? Onus Rachmana Patre. You pause on punishment, or is it not really even considered Mais Avera at all? That's a famous Chakira. So I've pointed out, you know, when we say Al Chait on Yom Kippur, okay, the first Al Chait Shechatam Anecha, the onus of Ratzel, right? What are we saying Al Chait on onus, right? The onus of Ratzel. If it sounds like if there's a requirement to say Al Chait and ask for Slicha, Al Chait Shechatam of onus, that sounds like there is a Mais Avera, right? Otherwise, what I guess, so let's look at that a little bit. The source for Onos Rachmana Patre in the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Nun Dal of an Aleph 22. Onos Rachmana Patre, the Chsiva Lanara Los Asa Dover, right? Los Asa Dover, right? The Psukim Parshas Kiseitse, I print that source 21, Perak Chaf Beis with Varm, Psukim Chafein Chabab, right? This is a man comes and sleeps with a woman. It depends whether it was in the town or in the field, the difference being. Could she have screamed out and help her, right? But right, so that's called Onus Rachmana Patre, and that's the Mokor according to the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph for the Din. Okay, there's a Sifrod, just for full disclosure, there's a Sifrod in Parshas Kedoshim, and learns it out from something else in the story of Molech. If you look in the end of Parshas Kedoshim, Parak Chof, so it speaks about Molech. Molech was that unusual type of Avodah Zarah where they passed the children through a fire, and Lav Dafka burnt them, different opinions exactly how it worked, but somehow you pass the children through fire. And it says in the Kedoshim Parakof Vayikra Posakalav the Rosh Hashanah more base. Avaneisa Tamar Ish Ish Menei Yisrael Menagera Garbi Yisrael Ashayite Mizar Lamolech Most Yumas Amar Tzigum Avin. And it's about Nia Tainas Panai Boishahu. I will turn my attention to this person. Posak Dalad Yimhalim Yalim Amar Tzigum Menaishahu again. And Vesam the Hey Vesam Tainas Panai Boishahu. So the Sifra the Torah is calling there in Kedoshim Parshat Dalad. The end of post parakas, it says, "Hey, Ania Tanis Panai Pona Ani Mikola Sakai VeOsek Bo." I'll turn my attention away from whatever else I'm doing to deal with him. Hahu below onus, Aisha Hu, but not an onus. And again, in the Gimel, Vesam Tanis Panai Pona Mikola Sakai VeOsek Bo, but Aisha Betzivdu Hahu below onus. Okay, it's the word Hahu and not onus, or whatever it is. So the Makor, either from the more popular Makor, is the one the Gemara mentions. From Nara Marasa, out in the field, like that she screamed about Arlo Sasa Dover, and then Kedoshim have a different marker. Now, the Rambam, if you take a look in the Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rav pointed out, Parakei quoted something from Rav Chaim on this. If you take a look in the Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Parakei Alecha Dalim, a famous dim. Kol mi shenem over yavo v'al yehorig. Okay? Any avera, where the din is yavor v'al yehorig, violate the avera, don't let yourself be killed, which is most averas, under most circumstances, right? Not the gimel averas achamuras, okay? Not the zar shikas dom gilarias, okay? Idolatry, murder, and adultery, but most other averas, the din is yavor v'al yehorig. Somebody who goes ahead and says, no, kill me instead, I don't even call Shabbos, on top of rest, whatever else, harezim is chayv v'nafsho. Okay, that's the one point with this. A lot of discussion about that, not for now. V'chol mi shenem arbo yehoreg v'al yavor, okay? V'nerag below over, harezeh kiddush Hashem. This is an example of kiddush Hashem. Whenever the din is yehoreg v'al yavor, and you let yourself be killed, yehoreg v'al yavor. And v'asar mishol, and with 10 Jews there, then harezeh kiddush Hashem v'rabim, kiddaniel, chanani mishol v'azaria, rev yakiba v'chavera, right, asar v'gim malchus, etc. It's the greatest thing. Not referring to those ten, but Arugim Malchus, the persecuted Jews. That's a great milah. Fine. Now, b'chol mi shenemar. Here's the key line for us. The more important Rambam, and not everyone agrees. But b'chol mi shenemar bo yehorig al yavor. Okay, for anyone, any situation where the din is kake yehorig al yavor. Okay, it's murder, then what is our, so what is our, let's say. The avar v'lo neherag. Okay, and you couldn't do it. It's very easy to talk about it, but, you know, when your life's on the line, forget it, I'm going to violate it. That's it. He didn't have the fortitude to not violate it. Right? So he violated the halacha rather than give his life. Harei zim b'chalas Hashem. That's chilas Hashem. He did all kinds of bad things. He's supposed to give up his life. He didn't. Okay, the guy didn't have the guts or whatever you call it. I'm not saying what I would do. I don't know. You know, I hope we should never be in this situation. Right? So the afal pichain, here's the key. Mipnei over ba'onus ain malkin also. There's no onish for that avera. There's no onish for that avera. The Ain Sarach Lomar Shem Mimisan also Bezin Afilo Harag Bonus. Even he killed somebody. Bezin can't punish him. Why? Because Sof called Sof, he did it under duress. He was supposed to give up his life rather than violate the Savera. But he didn't do that. But that doesn't change the Metzias that he only killed that person or worshipped the Avodah Zarah or committed adultery, whatever the Avera was. He only did it bonus. Okay? She'ain Malkin Umimisan Elala over Barotzon. Etc. And he quotes, that's why I brought the one from Kedoshim, because the Rambam quotes the Sifra. The Rambam and the rest of the Halacha quotes this as a mocker for Ahuva Lo'onis and so on and so forth. Okay, so what comes out, and then he does discuss something else, what if the guy can get away? All right. Anyway, but you see from that Rambam that even though you're supposed to give up your life, and if you don't do that, it's a chil Hashem, and it's a chil Hashem Barabim, and he's not telling the say, and he violated all that, but he won't be punished. Why? Because self called self, it was bonus. He only did this thing because the guy was holding a gun to his head, and he couldn't see himself having his head blown off, so he shot the other guy. Okay, it's a terrible thing, but self called self was bonus. So Reb Chaim, Rav Soloveitchik quoted Reb Chaim, you see from here that according to the Rambam, the Ptur of onus is a patur of punishment. An onus is a patur of punishment. Okay? But it's not a hafkah of the chalos shem avera. Because the Rambam wrote, look what he wrote. He said, he was mevatlon aseh, he violated a los aseh. It was onus. So I'm saying, onus means you don't get punished. But there's still a violation of an avera. Right? Because even when the din is yahar bal yavor, it's a din of onus. But if onus wouldn't be a ma'isa avera, if onus would not be a ma'isa avera, so then it wouldn't be shayach to talk about yahareg al yavor, because what yavor? There's no avera. Okay, it's not an avera. It's not a ma'isa avera. So therefore, he says that onus is still an avera. Okay, and just and he, that, therefore he has to give up his life. And if he doesn't, so he's part of an onish because it's based on lanar l'asadavar. It's a patur from onish. Okay, and that'll explain why this vidui. Even if I tell him about onus, so good, I don't get punished, but still considered to be a ma'aser. That's what emerges according to B'chaim from this Rambam. Okay, that there's a ma'aser that just potter from the onus. Because if you know ma'aser, then it'll be hard to talk about yavor. You heard about yavor because you wouldn't be over anything, and that's why you do video on averus who done by onus. At the end of the day, it was a ma'aser. So the truth of the matter is that's what B'chaim said. The Rav added, okay, the Rav added. If you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, okay, what's the mocker for Vidui? You know, so the mocker of Vidui, of course, in Parshas Nasa of all places, right, the Perek Hay of Bamidbar, Daber Abba Neisho, Vadavash, starting Pasuk Hay, Vadavash Mosh Lamor, Daber Abba Neisho, Isho, Isho, Kiyas, Mikol Chatos Adam, Mikol Chatos Adam, Mikol Chatos Adam, and in Zion, Visvadu, you have to do Vidui. So the Rambam Paskins, of course, famous Rambam, that everyone's seen a million times, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Parakal Valachalav, Kol Mitzvah Shiva Torah, Bein Asay, Bein Los Asay, Im Od Avar Achre, Bein Bezodon, Bein Bishkogu, Kishi Asa Cho, Chu, Yashmi Chato, Chayav Lizvados, Shenemar, and so on and so forth. Okay, and this Vidui is Mitzvah Say, Shavisi, Pashati, and so on. Okay, now at the end, so that's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. So, you have to do Vidui on every Maisa Avera. All right, and Luchore would even be, even as I mentioned, would even be for onus. At the end, the Rambam writes, "V'chein achol v'chavero v'amasik mono afu v'shinu asher chayvlo eino miskaper ad shiyisvad v'yosher." We need to do tshuva. Okay, so that's what I've thought. Maybe this is hinted at as well in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva that includes any kind of maisa avera. Now, if that's the case, let's come back to our issue. It could be that the Maram Rutenberg disagrees with this Rambam. Okay, it could be the Maram Rutenberg argues the Rambam. Because the Maram Rutenberg said, in the case of Ones, no kapara is needed. Right? That's what it looks like. Maram Rutenberg said, since the Ones, right, both those two, where was it again? 17 and 18. In both of those tshuvas, Tfus Prag Sim Tov Reish Chof Beis, Tfus Levuv Sim Kuf Tzari Aleph, 17 and 18, Maram Rutenberg said, right, there's no my kapora shayfkan. What kind of kapora? The whole thing was an onus, right? That's what Maram Rutenberg said. So the Rav thought, well, it could be that the Maram Rutenberg disagrees with the Rambam because he says there's no chiyuv of kapora in this kind of onus, okay? Because it's not considered a ma'aser avera. There's no ma'aser avera. Whereas the Rambam would seem to hold it is a ma'aser avera, like Abchaim said. There's a patur and onshin. You hear? So that's how the Rav tied this in. It looks like perhaps the Maram Rutenberg, the Mordechai, I won't quote, and it was the Nashon, let's quote this Mordechai, they could be the argues with the Rambam. However, the Rav then said, maybe it could be Mechalak. Maybe it could be Mechalak. Maybe there's no Machlokas. Okay? He says there's two different types of onus. Okay, perhaps there's two different types of onus. Okay? The Rambam is talking about an onus, a pikuach nefesh. That's the onus, right? The guy said, I'm going to blow your head off unless you do this. Right? You know, what was the line? You told me either your signature or your brains will be on this contract, right? One or the other. So, okay, in that case, I'll sign. Right? So that's onus. That's the onus of pikuach nefesh. Okay? And, but lemaisa, the person did whatever it was, beratzon. His ratzon was motivated by wanting to save his life. Right? The guy had a gun to his head. So under those circumstances, yeah, this is what I want to do this. Yes, this is what I want to do. Like Kofan Oso, Chomorotani, I hold the gun to my head, so I'm going to do it. But Sof Kol Sof, yes, it was a hechrech of pikuach nefesh. But Sof Kol Sof, he did the act, in a sense, willingly. So in that case, the Rambam says, there is a ma'aser avera. You're potter, because it's honest, but it's a ma'aser avera. Okay? However, in the case of Nida, the onus was an onus in Metzias. Right? The onus in Metzias. Well, what could he have done? Right, they were totally unexpected. Shalom b'shas vesta. He's with his wife, and all of a sudden, Pearson either. So it's a different type of onus. Right, it wasn't an onus. It was something that came out of nowhere, unexpectedly. Okay, so there you could argue there's no mice at all. So that's what the Rav said. It's lav dafke. The Maram Rutenberg disagrees with the Rambam. There's a talking about two different types of onus. The Rambam is talking about onus of pikuach nefesh, or perhaps an external onus. But the external onus causes you to act in such a way. So the ma'isa that will result in you having done a ma'isa there. So there was a ma'isa there, even though it was done under duress. Here it's a different type of onus. Here, by Nina, was what ma'isa there was there? Well, what could he have done? It was completely it was an onus in mitzias. So it could be that in that case, there'd be no machlokas. Okay, in the Nida case, no ma'aser at all, because all of a sudden she became a Nida. Okay, I totally unexpected. You wouldn't need kapar in that case. Or, another way he said you could say it, okay, is that maybe you could say that even the Maharam of Rutenberg would say that it is a ma'aser if there is some ma'aser if she became a Nida. Okay, like Chaim said, honest is just a pure onshin, and it would even apply in the Nida case. But what he's saying is because there's a pure onshin, so also there's no need for fasting and tshuva samishko and all this other stuff. That's what he's saying. There might be a chiv of tshuva. All the Maharam Gutenberg said, look back in 1718, that in those cases there's nothing you have to do, right? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do any of these tshuva processes and so on. Maybe you would have to do for you. Okay, possible. Okay, just to finish up, if you look in the Beis Yosef, let's finish up now here, this 7, 28, the Beis Yosef says, and here by us, in your days in Kuf Pehe, in Osdalad, Mishamish HaTorah, Gama Rambam Kosav, Perakei Mehilchus Shkogos HaLachavav. He said, you look back, and that was in 19, you look back at the Rambam, Rambam wrote, "Habal ishto shalom b'shas ves, rosa dam b'shas tashmish, harle k'turin," and so on. And he says, "V'nira shetam ha'odekam perak shenjus ishalo b'shas ves to onosu." Okay, umio efshe the hodek chosher Rambam k'onos hanu shebodka lifnei tashmish. He says as follows: Rishosu is wondering maybe the Rambam holds even shalo b'shas ves. The language of the Rambam is. But there is something that she, go back to your point from before, Yosef, this makes sense. There's something that she could have done. She could have done Vedika. All right, let's look at the words of the base, Yosef. He says it could be, maybe, the Gama Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, Nira Shetamo Mehod, the compact change was Ishalo Bishas Vesta Onosu, Umio, Efsha, the Hod, the Chosha Rambam Kaonos, Hanushabodka lifnei tashmish. She did check. Avon lo bodka lifnei kodem tashmish. Lo chashal ekonas. The kaven shu sover dim ein lo vesel asur lish. Remember the Rambam shitoso. Rambam said that one ein lo vesel asur lishamish ad shetito. Afili yesh lo vesel derech hatsnuos lindo. Remember that sheet of the Rambam? We had that. Now the Beis Yosef is saying, he's mistopic. He says maybe venira. Okay. That maybe Dafka in a situation where she did Bedika before the Tashmish and she found that she was clean and then turns out she became a Nida, right? That's mamish, totally. She did a Bedika, for goodness sake, and everything was fine. And just so happens that 10 minutes later, half hour later, whatever, okay, so then she became a Nida. But that she did a Bedika, that's mamish and onus, okay? Is that what the Rambam means or no? Even if she didn't do a Bedika, okay? By Isha she yesh levet says, okay, the Rambam holds that the tznuos do a bedika anyway, and therefore the suffix of the Beis Yosef is like this. Okay, do we say since she's not really chayav to do a bedika, then it's considered onus, or no? Since it's proper, the tznuos sometimes it's proper to do a bedika, so then you can't tana as an onus. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. How far you talked about leaving, on a trip, and that really is a question. That's what the Beis Yosef seems to be misupik about over here. Okay, in other words, you could say that it's true she wasn't mechuyev to check. She wasn't mechuyev to check, but she could have. And since she, what does onus mean? Basically, what this boils down to: what does onus mean? Onus means there was no possible way, impossible, to determine that this was going to happen. It was completely shot, completely out of the blue. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? Onus may mean when it's mamish, there was no, she did everything. She did a bedika, right? And then suddenly she became an edus. That's onus gomor, right? That's mamish onus. But if there are other things she could have done, she didn't have to do it. you know, but it was proper to do it, or perhaps, you know, the tzuah do it, and so on and so forth. So that's going to be called, that's not going to be called an onus, because there are people who do check, okay? And that's im yesh lavesis. Im ein lavesis, and according to Rami, you have to do bleak all the time. Okay, so therefore, just like on the day of the vesis, there's a chiv to be porish, okay? And if he's not porish, that's not called onus. We said before, right? If he figured he could hop around before she'll get the period, that's not called onus. Okay, so who adin nami, according to Rambam, that's going to become a shogeg, because according to him, you have to do bedik also. And this may depend, to finish up, on a machlokas, the Ra'o and the Rashbo, in 29 and 30, Rashbo and the Berak HaBayis, by Zion Sharb, no, sorry, the Ra'o, and the Berak HaBayis, by Zion Sharbeis, 29. The Berak HaBayis writes, that's a chi of prisha, some of the best is a din doraisa. Okay? Not necessarily bedika, but the chi of prisha is a din doraisa. Prisha, some of the best is a din doraisa. The Rashboa and the Mishmeres Habayis is there by Zion Sharbeis. Says, no. And we discuss it at length. We can't the mashamar chami zayt the mekana shalom in shoshu with the same asmach to ba'alma with the rabbanon ba'alma who it's only the rabbanon, okay, and the cross asmach to ba'alma. So the chiyuv of priesthood some of us is only din the rabbanon. So Salvechik said as follows: according to Rashba, if you don't do priesthood near the time of the vessels, what's the reason? What's the reason? What's the reason for the priesthood? Okay, because she might see dam, right? The chiyuv, according to Rashba, the chiyuv of prisha on the day of the vessels is because she might see dam. And if she didn't do prisha, so then the shogeg, right? Because she should have done, there should have been porish, because it's chashash shematira. But the chiyuv bedika kodem tashmish, okay, for an isha that ain lo vessels, that's not because she might see dam, but rather, so to speak, because there's a chiyuv bedika. Remember we had the chakira? There's a chiyuv bedika. So the chiyuv bedika, she didn't do it, but that's not going to mafkia the shame onus. But according to Ra'or, there's a chiyuv doraisa to be porridge, and if it's not porridge, that's not going to become an onus or a shogeg. The chiyuv bedika is only rabbanon, okay? Therefore, it's still chalos shame onus. In other words, according to the Rashba, if you're not being porridge some of the verses, that's shogeg. Not doing bedika is an onus. Not doing bedika, but according to Ra'or, the chiyuv bedika is more serious. And that would not be necessarily counted an onus. So that machlokas, so to speak, may revolve around this question of Ra'o and the Rashba. Okay? So, Mamela, that's suffic in the Beis Yosef with the case of the Rambam. Okay? Again, a woman doesn't have a vessel, so according to Rambam, she needs a bedika. All right? The question is now, is that going to knock it out of being an onus if she didn't do the bedika? Even though she didn't really have to do the bedika. Right, so according to one way of looking at it, is only considered onus when it's mamish, no other way. She did everything she's supposed to do. There's no way to have found out. Yeah, there is a way to find out. She wasn't mechuyev to do it, but that already knocks it out of being an onus. And maybe it depends on this question, you know, whether dealing with din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Okay, good. End of Siman Kuf Pei Hey. We'll stop over here, and the Bez Hashem, we will start with the Kuf Pei Vav. I sent you the sheets, and we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.